Proper Heart and Body Extract.
Good morning and welcome to The Bright Side. I am your pharmacist, nutritional pharmacist, Ben Fuchs. Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. I am a nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements in my practice. I don't like working with prescription drugs. I don't think you should need prescription drugs unless you have emergency measures. We'll be talking about that today. And I'm joined, as I always am, by my co-host and good friend, Douglas Winfrey. Greetings, Douglas.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm great, and today's the day for our California friends on CNN. From CNN, the Japanese Nuclear and Industrial Safety Agency raised the level for the crisis at the plant, the nuclear power plant, from 4 to 5, making it on par with the Three Mile Island incident, a little bit under the Chernobyl incident, which reached a 7 in terms of disaster. And so a lot of folks in California are concerned about what's happening. Later in the hour, in the next few minutes, we're going to have a guest on, Linda May, who's an expert in Agent Orange, and her company holds the patent on the test procedure that the U.S. government has for Agent Orange, although they deny it exists. She's the only Department of Defense-approved nuclear specialist, and she has some very interesting opinions on what folks in California should be doing and on what folks in California should be concerned about. We'll be talking to her in 10 minutes, and I'm excited about that. If you're interested in contacting us today, getting on board, 800-259-5791 is the number. As always, 800-259-5791 is the number. You can always send me an email at ben@ksco.com, ben@ksco.com, and I have some iodine information on my blog at pharmacistben.com. So, Douglas, I wasn't going to talk more about iodine, but I did get a lot of emails about this, so I want to touch on a couple of things. It's still a hot topic, and people are still interested. So, as we've been saying in the past, there's four main dosages of iodine. There is the recommended daily allowance of iodine, which, like all RDAs, is very, very low. It's designed to keep you from deficiency disease states, but it's not designed for optimum wellness, and that is 150 micrograms a day. This is the dose that you get from most over-the-counter kelp and seaweed types of products. Then there is what experts like Dr. David Brownstein consider the daily optimal dose, and that's 12.5 milligrams a day. Then there is the protective dose, what I call the protective dose, which is higher than the optimal dose, and that's 30 to 50 milligrams a day. And then there is the emergency dose, which is 150 milligrams a day. But I want to stress that is an emergency dose. Whether or not that is too high to cause iodine toxicity is anybody's guess. Nobody really knows. But if you're taking potassium iodine as an emergency measure, I believe it's important that we all recognize that this is something you need to take every day because it will only protect your thyroid for a 24-hour period. And this is an important point as well. You're only protecting your thyroid and your other iodine-absorbing glands with potassium iodide. You're not protecting yourself from overall radiation. From overall radiation poisoning, there's other strategies which we will be talking about. But as far as potassium iodide goes, taking the 130 milligram dose of potassium iodide is considered important if you are near a nuclear disaster, that is within 20 or 30 or 50 miles. According to the government, anyway, they're not recommending that you take potassium iodide anyway, but certainly they're not recommending it just for the plume that's supposed to hit California and the West Coast, I guess, today. So it's hard to say because nobody really knows what to do. If you take the 150 milligram dose of potassium iodide, you're probably going to have coverage, but you need to take it every day. If you take the 150 milligram dose of potassium iodide, you may or may not run into iodide toxicity. And iodide toxicity is not something that we want to marginalize. It's something that can be serious, and it can cause thyroid problems, especially for people who are already compromised with their thyroid, especially folks who have something called Hashimoto's thyroid, which is autoimmune disease of the thyroid. So the 150 milligram dose is not one that I would personally recommend. If, by the way, the children's dose is half of that, 65 milligrams a day. There are ways that you can protect yourself that are different from iodine. There are One of the best ways to protect yourself from overall radiation and overall toxicity is clay powder, bentonite clay or kaolin clay, and that is readily available. Unlike iodine products, potassium iodide or Lugol solution or SSKI, or iodorol tablets, which are really, really hard to find these days, you can find clay in most health food stores. You just scoop up a couple of teaspoons, put it in water and drink. It's a great thing to do anyway, because not only is it a great way to detoxify, but it's a good source of absorbable minerals. If you have diarrhea, by the way, absorbable clays like bentonite and kaolin are a wonderful treatment for that. Then there is an ingredient that's found in oats and grains and vegetables, especially found in mushrooms, that I don't hear a lot of people talking about, and that's something called beta-glucan. Beta-glucan is a wonderful immune stimulant. It is a sugar-like substance, not the sugar that we're always talking about, we're always beating up on, and that is the sucrose, simple sugar. Beta-glucan is a long sugar chain, and long sugar chains have wonderful health benefits, not just the glucans, which are long chains of glucose, but also fructans, which are long chains of fructose. And unlike their simple components, glucose and fructose, these long chains have wonderful, wonderful health benefits. Mushrooms have for years been used to treat cancer because of their immune-supporting properties. And now we know that beta-glucan, which you can find in mushrooms, have really powerful immune-boosting properties for protecting you from radiation. So get yourself some mushrooms or get yourself some beta-glucan. You can find that in a health food store as well. And there's other ways to protect yourself, too. We've talked about sea vegetables in the past. The longevity product, the Ocean's Gold, is sea vegetables. And sea vegetables provide not only iodine, everybody knows about that these days, who hasn't heard about iodine and kelp, but sea vegetables also provide chlorophyll. And chlorophyll is a wonderful chelating agent for all kinds of toxins, including radioactive toxins. Not only is chlorophyll found in sea vegetables, but you can actually get chlorophyll drops. And again, chlorophyll drops and sea vegetables are great all-around nutritional support just for general detoxification. You don't want to have to wait until there's some kind of nuclear disaster or some kind of accident for you to benefit from getting on a good nutritional baseline nutritional supplement program. Remember, iodine is important as a supplement because it's involved in all hormone manufacturing. In fact, every cell in the body needs iodine. So when we're talking about iodine supplementation, you're going to benefit all around from iodine supplementation. And when we talk about iodine as a protective compound, we're talking about protecting every cell in the body. Iodine also upregulates your immune system. Your white blood cell activity depends on iodine. So supplementing with iodine is also a great way to support general detoxification in addition to protecting the thyroid and the iodine-containing glands, the ovaries, the breast, the prostate, the pancreas. And iodine is also an important supplement, by the way, speaking of the pancreas, for folks who have diabetes. Before we take a break, and then we're going to come back and talk to our guest, I want to give you our number. It's 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Doug, I have just a couple quick stories I want to talk about, if that's okay, before we go to the break. We got a minute real quick. From the journal Environmental Health Perspectives, no drop in Chernobyl cancer risks. To this day, the risk of thyroid cancer among people who were exposed as children to the nuclear fallout in Chernobyl has not declined nearly 25 years after the disaster. And this is very relevant because, folks, we are going to be confronting some serious, serious issues for the next couple of decades. Even if there is not a nuclear explosion, there's going to be a problem. But God forbid if there is a horrible nuclear explosion. Okay, we're going to come back from break and talk to Linda May, who's an expert in Agent Orange and nuclear disasters. She's worked for the DOD. She's been on CBS News. And she's got some interesting takes on what people should be doing and on how severe she believes this crisis is going to get. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. You're listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. 800-259-5791 is the number. Ben@ksco.com if you want to send me an email. We'll be back on The Bright Side right after this break with our guest, Linda May. Don't go away.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Sightglass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects. It's safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, we're back, folks, on the Bright Side. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs here. We're talking once again about the disaster in Japan. I'm joined by Doug Winfrey, as I always am. 800-259-5791 is the number. You can send me an email. Which folks are already shooting me emails to ben@ksco.com. Ben@ksco.com. Rena asks about children. According to U.S. Department of Health and Human Services guidelines on potassium iodide, pregnant or lactating women, children over 3 through 12 years old, birth through 1 month, that is nursing probably, is that what that, I imagine that, that's what they mean. The U.S. Department of Health recommends 65 milligrams for adults, for children 3 through 12, 32 milligrams over 1 month through 3 years, 16 milligrams of potassium iodide for birth through 1 month. Once again, 65 milligrams for children 3 through 12, and then also 12 through 18, that's teenagers, 65 milligrams. Over 1 month, they recommend 32 milligrams. Birth through 1 month, they're recommending, this is the Department of Human Health and Services, they're recommending 16 milligrams for newborns. That's birth through 1 month. I hope that answers your question, Rena. All right, so now we're honored to have our next guest, who is a Department of Defense consultant and expert, Linda May, and she's got some interesting takes on this whole subject about how much iodine we need and what we should be doing. She's a Department of Defense contractor. Linda May, are you there, ma'am?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Linda. So let's cut to the chase. As a Department of Defense consultant, as a researcher on nuclear power and disaster scenarios, you have an interesting position on what the folks in California need to be thinking at this point in time. What do you say?
Well, I need to preface this with saying I worked in the nuclear industry, helped design the emergency preparedness, and actually ran the safety program at the identical twin to the plants in Japan. So it's a unique background in working in the industry as well as being a health and safety consultant.
Hang on, Linda. You were involved with the plants that are having the problems now?
The exact twin to those plants. We have twins to those plants in the U.S., and I was the safety manager at one of those plants in Clinton, Illinois.
Okay,
when
good.
We brought it online and licensed it.
All right, so tell me what your position is on what the folks in California need to be thinking and doing.
I think they need to be very, very concerned, as we did with TMI, and Chernobyl was a little different with their accident. It was a lot more severe, but we need to be very concerned, and they need to take precautions. Radiation monitors are stationed outside every nuclear power plant, and along the coast you have them at Diablo and other places. As an example, we set monitors at a certain level to detect radiation levels. We do it with a calm, rational manner. As I told my son, who's now in the military but was growing up when I worked in the industry, there is no false alarm with a monitor. Pay attention to that monitor. Take appropriate precautions. If the alarms are going off, and it's not just one, but numerous ones, as in the last 24 hours, Dallas-Fort Worth Airport, as well as Chicago O'Hare Airport, with airlines coming in from Tokyo, had their alarms go off, and the luggage was even monitored. The alarms went off. That tells you that the radiation has been carried over, and especially in the clouds. Take precautions as outlined in the regulations.
Now, you're saying, first of all, is this something that people should be concerned about today? Is this the day that people need to start to worry?
Yes. Within 5 to 7 days from Japan. And as I told people, even in the last few days, I said, I believe that, the clouds and the weather systems will begin to bring radiation clouds toward the California coast by Thursday night, Friday morning. And indeed, that is held true. The alarms are sounding along the coast outside the various plants with levels of radiation. They may be low right now, depending on the radiation level outside of the nuclear plants. As they've had the explosions, the radiation levels will get higher coming across. But the ones occurring right now on the coast are probably low, but they're still setting off the alarms. But they're going to increase because of the increased amount of radiation leaving Japan's coastline. And so, yes, they need to be very, very concerned in the next 3 to 5 days.
Okay, two quick questions for you. Number one, what is the worst case scenario? And number two, how close are we to a worst case scenario situation, in your opinion?
With relation to Japan, this is your worst case scenario. This is something that when we role play scenarios in disaster, and I've got 40 years experience, this is your worst case. you don't have primary, secondary coolant failure with an earthquake at 9.0 with more than 30 aftershocks and additional quakes. You don't have fire, plus your storage pool has gone up in smoke with explosions. You basically, it's an unheard of nightmare, worse than Nagasaki and Hiroshima together. It's just an unbelievable scenario, and people need to be concerned. They've raised the level at the plants in Tokyo from a 4 to a 5, which means there will be deaths and radiation sickness in Japan as a result of these incidents. And that would be bad at one plant, but we've got numerous reactors involved. So this is just an unheard of nightmare, nightmare.
Obviously, if there's an explosion, it's going to get worse. How likely is an explosion to occur?
It's already occurred. They had several hydrogen explosions at the various reactors, so they've already occurred. And those explosions have spread the radiation, quite a distance. And as you know, the infrastructure around the plants is gone, so they've talked about evacuation, but I doubt very clearly that people have been able to evacuate very far, if far at all, because there's no transportation, there's no power grid, there's no way to notify everyone involved. It's just your worst nightmare. You're going to see a large amount of deaths, not only from the earthquake, the subsequent problems, but from the nuclear disaster as well.
Now, is there a possibility that the thing could spew out more radiation, or have we reached the top end of what's leaving the plant?
No, this disaster has not ended yet. They are nowhere near the end of it. I anticipate from the news reports we're seeing that until they've got it under control and everything basically fuel covered up and cooled with water, that radiation will still be spewed in the air. And I'm under the impression, I would say, at least another 5 to 7 days where you're going to have radiation in the clouds moving across to the U.S. So it is nowhere near the end. We're in the heart of the matter right now.
Okay, now we got to take a break, but you have some interesting takes on what people need to be doing to protect themselves from this from the toxicity, and I want to get to that when we come back from break. So if you could stick with us one more segment, we appreciate it.
Sure.
Is that okay? All right, good. This is Pharmacist Ben Fuchs. You're listening to The Bright Side. We're talking to Linda May, who's a Department of Defense expert and actually an emergency preparedness expert as well. And she's saying that we're just in the middle of this disaster, and it's not over yet, and she does have some interesting ideas on ways that we can protect ourselves and some ideas that kind of are different from what a lot of other folks are saying. And we'll take that up when we come back from break. You're listening to The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben Fuchs. 800-259-5791 is the number. We'll be back on The Bright Side right after this break.
Collapse of the dollar is imminent. You can protect your wealth by buying gold, silver, and strong foreign currencies, but what if the government confiscates your precious metals, implements exchange controls, or nationalizes your retirement? You need a backup plan. That's why you must move your wealth into an offshore asset protection structure. Go to CollapseProof.com to get your free special report and discover how to store your gold and silver in the world's safest vaults, or how to hold foreign currencies in a way that's safe from bank failures, bank runs, or exchange controls. Learn how the U.S. government failed to collect a $36 million claim because the defendant legally used an offshore asset protection program. This is what you need to keep your wealth safe when the dollar collapses, and CollapseProof.com can help. Our programs are 100% compliant with U.S. law, but you must act now before it's too late. Call 800-798-2008. That's 800-798-2008. CollapseProof.com. Asset protection in financially unsafe times.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Alex has told you that the Mideast uprisings over food prices and shortages caused by fuel costs are spreading worldwide. We're seeing the impact right here in the United States. Ethanol that was supposed to reduce petroleum use and fuel prices hit a 30-month high in February, and pump prices are expected to reach $5 a gallon. Because of shipping costs, food is being priced out of the reach of millions of Americans with an expected 35% jump in the next 60 days. Move quickly while you can still afford it, and eFoods Direct will pay your shipping costs for you. For the best-tasting, long-term storable food, you pay nothing for shipping and can put every dollar into food at today's prices. eFoods Direct, food so delicious you can serve it tonight or save it for the future. Take advantage of free shipping by calling 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, 800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
All right, we're back on the bright side. I am pharmacist Ben Fuchs, along with Doug Winfrey. Our number is 800-259-5791. Check out my blog, pharmacistben.com. We're talking about, surprise, surprise, the tragedy in Japan, and hopefully not to be tragedy here. The government is saying not to worry, and risks from radiation low in Japan, but panic high is a headline from an article on CNN. But our guest, Linda May, disagrees with that. Linda May says that this is our worst nightmare. Correct, Linda?
Yes, I do, but I'm speaking as a nuclear safety professional who's worked in the industry, worked at the identical plants to those in Japan, and who literally developed the plans to react to an earthquake, hopefully of not this magnitude, but, it's occurred.
Let me ask you something before we get into your recommendations for people, for protection, for people who are worried about exposure. Were they prepared, as far as you know, were they prepared for a double whammy, tsunami, earthquake kind of hit that they got?
No, what happened was, and here's the issue, the earthquake would have been one bad thing. When they lost their coolant, they lost it because of the tsunami. And the backup generators were not protected from the tsunami waters. And when the secondary coolant backup generation system went and they could not recover, that went from bad to horrendous to your worst nightmare with the hydrogen and the explosion and the fire and then the subsequent other issues in the area. So, you know, at first it wasn't a bad issue with the earthquake. The earthquake they could have recovered from. When they lost their coolant systems, both backup and primary, that's when their disaster went far to worse. And then when they had, you know, the hydrogen bubble, that explosions and the fires, it's just now they're in a state of just trying to get through it.
Now, how much of an impact did the fact that they were keeping uranium spent fuel on the top of the plants, how much of an impact did that have?
You normally would not have an issue with your spent fuel in your water pools. This is, again, an unheard nightmare. The fact that it's spread and it involves that just makes it an unheard of scenario. In the industry, I don't think anybody would have ever imagined that this would occur. So it's your worst nightmare from a nuclear safety professional standpoint. And that's what I'm speaking from, the nuclear safety professional standpoint.
Do you think this is a death knell for nuclear power?
No, I don't. I think in the U.S., having designed the safety plans and even having reviewed the plans that were at Diablo and all of the plants in California, in the process of writing the plans for the Illinois nuclear power plants were on this New Mandarin Fault, that, you know, we do have those safety procedures in line. We don't. California may have the tsunami issues. In Illinois, we didn't have the tsunami issues at Clinton Power Station. Our secondary backup was not near a 30-foot tsunami water wave. So there are different issues depending on the geography of where you're at, and we don't store our nuclear fuel in the pool as close to the plant as this was. So there are some very different issues in the design plant. Diablo is a very safe plant. People should rest assured that the plant with the alarm systems in place is safe. That's the issue. You have to consider also, Japan's in a unique situation. They don't have coal-fired plants. They only have the ability, because they're an island nation, to use nuclear power, but they didn't use the safety and design features that we now have when they designed their plants 40 years ago.
Okay, we're running out of time. Before we go, I want
you to
tell folks what your recommendations are in terms of protection from radiation in general and also from radioactive iodine.
Okay, what I met with nuclear engineering professionals in the health industry, and we determined that in lieu of potassium iodine, and they combined the potassium with the iodine because it's easier to put it in a pill. However, potassium causes cardiac arrhythmias in elderly people and sometimes in children. What we are recommending is iodized salt, plain old box of Morton iodized salt, a quarter teaspoon of salt in a Dixie cup of juice or water, and put it in juice for kids. In an infant, you would put a quarter teaspoon in, say, 3 ounces of formula. And that is absorbed by the thyroid gland, and that iodized salt will protect the thyroid from absorbing the radioactive materials that you would breathe in the air. And once every 24 hours, quarter teaspoon of salt, iodized salt, and that. And then the additional precautions are, do not go outside. Stay inside. If you have animals, put them in the barn. Milk cows during TMI in Chernobyl. We had cows, and all the animals were put in the barn and fed with grain that was stored inside buildings. You do not want to use any grains that are outside during the incident of the clouds going over.
Now, this is
because then we contaminated.
The Department of Health's suggestions for these emergency doses are for people who live close to a nuclear disaster. They're not for the cloud. Is that correct? Not for people who are being affected by the cloud, or am I wrong about that?
I would say it's incorrect. You give it to anyone who comes in contact, and that would be in turn with the clouds going over. And if you remember during Chernobyl and TMI, we recommended that people stay inside, they take the iodized salt or the potassium iodine. The closer you are to the plant is where you want the potassium iodine. And granted, potassium iodine is not available. Iodized salt is available. It's readily available. It's cheap. A box is 59 cents to a dollar. And that is what you want. You don't want the potassium iodine. You just want plain iodized salt, quarter teaspoon. You get iodized salt in your food. What you want is a larger dose at this time. And the largest dose you would want would be a quarter teaspoon. And that will protect the thyroid. And it's a good, safe dose.
Do you think people all across the country need to be concerned themselves with protection? Or is it just people in the West Coast?
I think what they need to do is watch the weather and watch the cloud. And as the weather front moves across the country from the West Coast on, in the next 5 to 7 days, the radiation levels are going to get higher. And depending upon whether it rains, the winds move it north or south, but across the area, and this is the same warnings we gave during TMI and Chernobyl, as the clouds moved from the West Coast during Chernobyl, we moved it across. We even had schools not allow their children to go outside and play during recess. The West Coast needs to take precautions. You have alarms outside your nuclear power plants. They're probably already sounding minor alerts. You don't know what levels they are, but I can assure you there is no false alarm outside a plant. Take precautions. Use the iodized salt. Stay indoors. This is not a weekend to go to the beach or go surfing. This is a time to stay indoors and find some other activity to do, and take appropriate precautions as outlined. You know, don't expose yourself.
Thank you so much, Linda May. That's some good advice, and it does contradict a lot of what a lot of folks are hearing. So everybody out there, you're just going to have to make your own decision. Thank you so much, Linda. I appreciate you being on, and best of luck with everything you're doing and spreading the word. Thanks so much, Linda.
And I appreciate the fact that, you know, everyone will take precautions.
All right. Take care, Linda. God bless. Bye-bye. All right, you're listening to The Bright Side. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs, along with Doug Winfrey. Linda May is an emergency preparedness expert, works in the nuclear industry, and she's got some unusual, to say the least, recommendations, which we'll finish up the program discussing. 800-259-5791 if you want to get on board. We'll be back right after this.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Dr. David Berry has provided excellent advice for all those interested in practical economics and sound money. It's certainly worth reading.
That's what Congressman Ron Paul said about Cha-Ching Wisdom, 123 Practical Universal Truths About Money, the new book by Dr. David Berry.
The cool part of this book, certainly it'll speak to you personally, your life, your lifestyle, your money, your investments, but it also can be generalized into the nation, what's going on as a nation. We do these same things personally that we do as a nation.
Dr. Berry's book, Cha-Ching Wisdom, presents many facets of your relationship with the once almighty dollar and how current national and international politics affect your daily life.
Some of the other things are about that. They're not just economic. They're philosophical. There's psychology involved in this book. There's philosophy involved in this book.
Read Cha-Ching Wisdom by Dr. David Berry, only $9.95. Available at cha-chingwisdom.com. That's C-H-A-C-H-I-N-G-Wisdom.com. Cha-chingwisdom.com.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available. So get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy to use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed, bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're back on the bright side. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs along with Doug Winfrey. Our number is 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Apparently, there's some glitches with the other number, so if you're trying to get on, try 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. We were just talking to Linda May, an emergency preparedness expert who works in the nuclear industry, and she was saying that iodized salt should give us enough protection. She was saying it's our worst nightmare, and iodized salt is plenty protection. Now, I don't know if I agree with that. Iodized salt is going to give you microgram amounts of iodine, maybe at most a milligram or so in the doses she was recommending. I'm not sure I agree with that, but she does have quite a resume that backs up her suggestions. So even though they do fly in the face of what everybody else is saying, that's just her position on it, and I can't say that I agree with it. In any case, I want to present all points of view on this program, The Bright Side. Doug, what's going on out there? You're on the ground in Santa Cruz, California. What are people thinking out there?
Well, actually, after hearing Linda May speak, I'm a little more concerned than I was as I was driving in this morning. It's actually raining here on the central coast of California, and as she mentioned, that exacerbates the problem. So I'm certainly going to, as soon as we get off the air here, be calling friends and telling them to stay inside today out of the rain. And what's really got a lot of people here concerned, at least up until yesterday when I was talking to friends and coworkers, it was really the fact that we've now had two fairly severe earthquakes along the Pacific Rim. Of course, Christchurch a couple of 3 weeks ago, and then just a week ago today, there in Japan. And it apparently in the past, I've only lived in California about 15 years, so I've actually been here for a major earthquake. They, of course, have small ones all the time. But there is some concern among some Californians that have lived here most of their lives or all of their lives that it could kind of come on around the horn, so to speak, and that we could be set for a major quake here in California along the fault lines here.
Is it the kind of thing people are talking about on the street and everybody?
Yeah, and most people are kind of going with the company line as far as what the government's telling us as to whether or not, the radiation levels are as high as Linda May would indicate that they could be. And I hadn't heard that, radiation alarms are going off at airports where flights are coming in.
Yeah, I did. I did read that Dallas-Fort Worth and O'Hare in particular had a couple of radiation alerts based on luggage that was coming in from Tokyo. Doug, hold on to that thought. We got Annie from California who wants to contribute. Annie, what's going on? Annie?
Yeah.
Hi, Annie.
Hi.
Hey, what's up? Annie?
Oh, hey. Is the show over?
No, no, you're on with me. You're on in front of, you're talking to millions of people across the country now, Annie.
Oh, am I? I'm sorry. My streaming thing is delayed, so I can't hear myself.
Don't go by the streaming thing. That'll just confuse you. Turn that off. Yeah, and we only have
a couple
minutes. So.
I'm right in here in Santa Monica, so I'm at the front lines of the fallout incident. And I have found an online private citizen who has put up some kind of, I don't know what these things are called, but it's like a reader. And it's streaming live. And from this, right now, the levels of background radiation are normal. But we are expecting to see some increase. And I think we need to rely on private citizens right now to be reporting this, because there could be a delay if the government, when they decide to report to us the radiation levels.
Annie, let me understand this. There's a Geiger counter online, is what you're saying?
Yeah, and it's, can I give you the URL?
Yeah. Give out the website.
It's at enviroreporter.com. That would be www.enviroreporter.com.
And it's a streaming Geiger counter.
Correct, and this person is in Santa Monica, and if you see the current wind patterns, we are fallout zone one. So I am here on fallout watch.
Okay, good. Thank you for doing this for us. Go ahead.
See that if readings go high, people need to be inside.
Did you hear our last call, our last guest?
I did, and I'm concerned.
Okay, so are you concerned about what she said about a worst nightmare, or concerned about her recommendations for iodized salt, or both?
Oh, well, both. My position on the iodine, and I've been really studying it, is that there could be an intermediate dose, and I think you agree with me,
right,
that if people had iodine available, they could go on to an intermediate dose right now. And now I am not a medical professional. This is from my own personal research, and I know that you have talked about this, and then there's a Dr. David Brownstein who has talked about this, that people may be able to do something more protective for themselves right now if they have iodine available to them. Now, keep in mind, public health officials are freaking out and don't want anyone to be overdosing. So if you talk to your doctor about this, or a pharmacist, or the public health officials are currently worried that people are going to overdose by taking the emergency level dose, which is the 130 milligram.
And I should say that there's really no evidence to indicate that 130 milligrams would give you an overdose on iodine if you did it only for a couple of days. In fact, people have taken gram amounts. That's a 1,000 milligrams in a gram, and people have taken gram amounts with no toxicity. Not to say yay or nay, but there really is not a lot of literature that supports that. Supports toxicity. Let me finish this real quick. There's not a lot of literature that supports toxicity at the 130 milligram dose. In fact, I don't know of any literature that talks about that. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Annie.
So let me confirm. You believe that a protective dose of iodine, if people could get it, iodide and a combination iodide, iodine, would not be harmful at this time, and people could take this daily and it would be helpful.
A protective dose, meaning not the heroic dose. I don't think people should necessarily take the heroic dose unless there's some kind of nuclear disaster that's imminent, and I don't know that this qualifies yet. But the protective dose.
And you blogged about this.
Yes, it's on my blog. PharmacistBen.com. 30 to 50 milligrams is a very high dose for just protection. It's not an emergency dose. It's not the 130 milligram dose, but Dr. Brownstein, who is considered an expert in this matter, says 12.5 milligrams can give you over 90% coverage of the thyroid. So in my opinion, if 12.5 milligrams can give you 95% coverage, 30 to 50 milligrams should be a fine protective dose. Now, if a nuclear disaster is imminent, that's a different situation, and then you do need the 130 milligram dose. I don't know I'm not sure I agree with what our nuclear expert, our emergency expert, was talking about in the last segment, although in the interest of presenting all sides, I put her on, and she's saying iodized salt, not to use the potassium iodide. Annie, we have to move on. Thanks so much for your contribution and your call, and hopefully we'll be speaking to you again, okay?
Okay.
All right. Oh, I'm sorry. We cut her off, but Annie, we'll get you back on Monday if you got more to say. Or you can always send me an email, ben@ksco.com, ben@ksco.com. All right. There you have it. Our expert says, our nuclear expert says that this is our worst nightmare, and she's saying that you want to stay in the house and monitor monitoring sites. Keep your eye on nuclear monitoring sites. And then Annie was talking. Do you get the name of that website, Enviro? Douglas,
yes, EnviroReporter.com. I just tried to access it, and the whole site's locking up. So I guess
probably a lot of people are trying to access it.
Everybody's out there trying to. Servers got bogged down. I'm also looking at a story right now, and it's actually from CNN, and they're saying the FDA's now put out a warning to beware of fake.
I saw that.
Iodine.
I was going to, you know, how do people live with themselves? I did see that, Douglas. Can you imagine people are manufacturing fake potassium iodide?
Well, it's actually, there's been quite a bit of consternation over that just in the last several weeks or months that the U.S. market has been flooded with all kinds of black market drugs that are not what they're supposed to be. And
but this is the worst, man. Fake. If people are worried about iodine poisoning.
If you need some sort of drug to stay alive and you think you could buy it cheaper from some black market source and you're doing it because the economy's bad and you lost your job or whatever, but, yeah, you're right. It's unconscionable.
How do people live with themselves who are manufacturing fake iodine pills?
I don't know. How do people live with themselves that cook crack? I don't know.
Oh, my God. I saw that, and I wanted to – I'm glad you brought that up because I was going to talk about that. All right. We are out of time on the bright side, and it's been a great week, a busy week, an exciting in a not-so-great way week. We'll continue our discussion on the nuclear disaster in Japan next week as well as general nutritional supplementation. Send me an email at ben@ksco.com if you've got questions or opinions about the program. And have yourselves a wonderful weekend. For Doug Winfrey, I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs saying, as always, live from the bright side. We'll be back next week. Take care, everybody. Bye for now.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.